Unit 10. What did she say? Conversation. Did you get the job? Phil Chen is interviewing for a job as a graphic designer. Exercise A. Listen and practice. So, Phil, you said you were a student.
That's right. I'm studying graphic arts at UCLA.
And I see you worked at a museum last summer.
Yes, I worked as a part-time guide from June until September. I did some drawings there. Would you like to see them? I have them right here.
Why, Phil, these are wonderful. Your art teacher said you were a good student, but you're also a very talented artist.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have any job openings now. If I have a job opening soon, I'll contact you. I like your work a lot.
That's great. Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you.
And it was very nice meeting you, too.
So, Phil, how was the interview? Did you get a job?
Well, she said she liked my work, but I don't know. She also said they didn't have any openings right now.
Listening in context. JobSeek is a national recruiting firm. They interview job applicants for many companies. They are currently seeking people to fill two of the job openings below. Exercise A. Listen to the telephone conversations and check the job openings you hear. Conversation 1.
JobSeek, this is Katie. How can I help you?
This is Linda Smith. I sent in a resume 2 weeks ago.
Let me see, Linda. What job did you want?
I want to work with people, so I applied for a receptionist job.
Yes, here it is. Well, we only have one opening for a receptionist. But they want someone with at least 1 year of experience.
Well, I worked at Barclays Bank from June last year until this January.
Yes, I see that. They really prefer a college degree.
I'm studying right now. That's why I just want to work during the day. I go to school at night.
Okay, Linda. Worldwide travel needs an outgoing, energetic person to work part-time. Would you like me to make an appointment for an interview?
Conversation 2.
JobSeek, this is Katie. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Jeff Golden from Jiffy Appliances. Steve Jackson at Auto Parts on Main Street said you had good mechanics. We have a full-time opening for an experienced mechanic.
Sounds good, Mr. Golden. What exactly are you looking for?
We want someone who is very careful and patient, someone who wants to do a good job. We prefer someone with a year or 2 years' experience, but a good worker with a 2-year technical school diploma is okay.
Well, that sounds like John Miller. I can send John over tomorrow. What time's best?
Exercise B. Listen again and fill in the requirements for each job mentioned. Conversation 1.
JobSeek, this is Katie. How can I help you?
This is Linda Smith. I sent in a resume 2 weeks ago.
Let me see, Linda. What job did you want?
I want to work with people, so I applied for a receptionist job.
Yes, here it is. Well, we only have one opening for a receptionist, but they want someone with at least 1 year of experience.
Well, I worked at Barclays Bank from June last year until this January.
Yes, I see that. They really prefer a college degree.
I'm studying right now. That's why I just want to work during the day. I go to school at night.
Okay, Linda. Worldwide travel needs an outgoing, energetic person to work part-time. Would you like me to make an appointment for an interview?
Conversation 2.
JobSeek, this is Katie. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Jeff Golden from Jiffy Appliances. Steve Jackson at Auto Parts on Main Street said you had good mechanics. We have a full-time opening for an experienced mechanic.
Sounds good, Mr. Golden. What exactly are you looking for?
We want someone who is very careful and patient, someone who wants to do a good job. We prefer someone with a year or 2 years experience, but a good worker with a 2-year technical school diploma is okay.
Well, that sounds like John Miller. I can send John over tomorrow. What time's best?
Unit 11. You're doing beautifully. Warm-up. Exercise B. Listen to Susan and Andy talking about a sports match. Circle the words you hear. What sport are they talking about?
So, how was the game?
Great. Our team played really well.
Oh, yeah? So you won then?
We sure did. We beat the other team by 12 points.
Cool. Sounds like it was quite a game.
Yeah, we have an excellent pitcher on our team, and some great batters. We scored 3 home runs.
Your opponents must be down about the score, though.
Yeah, well, it's the first time they've lost a game in the whole tournament.
Conversation. Go, Nathan. Exercise A. Look at the story and listen. Nathan is running a 10K race. His friends are watching.
Where's Nathan? I don't see him.
There he is. Nathan's doing very well.
But he's running slowly now. I think he's tired.
Oh, no. He's in great shape. He'll do well. You'll see.
Yeah, he's a very good runner.
That's for sure.
Hurry, Nathan! Run!
He's going as fast as he can.
Pass them! Pass them! You're doing beautifully! Go, Nathan! Go! Go!
He came in first!
He beat them all!
He won! Nathan won!
Grammar in context. Comparing how people do things. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen to the stressed word. Be as good as you can today. Be as good as you can today. Exercise D. Listen. Circle the stressed word.
1. Complete the forms as neatly as you can. Complete the forms as neatly as you can. 2. Try to work as quickly as possible. Try to work as quickly as possible. 3. Bring a doctor as fast as you can. Bring a doctor as fast as you can. 4. Leave as quickly as possible. Leave as quickly as possible. 5. Be as patient as you can with your friends. Be as patient as you can with your friends. 6. Drive as slowly as possible on icy roads. Drive as slowly as possible on icy roads.
Exercise E. Listen again and repeat.
1. Complete the forms as neatly as you can. 2. Try to work as quickly as possible. 3. Bring a doctor as fast as you can. 4. Leave as quickly as possible. 5. Be as patient as you can with your friends. 6. Drive as slowly as possible on icy roads.
7. Listening in context. Exercise A. Chris and Brenda are talking about their sports abilities. Circle the sports you hear.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Great. I just had tennis class.
Oh, good. How's your game?
Well, I'm still a pretty poor player, but I think I'm getting better.
Well, hey, we'll have to get together for a game sometime.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Oh, come on. I play pretty badly, too. In fact, my serve is terrible.
All right, then. I'll play tennis with you if you play volleyball with me.
Oh, no, not volleyball. I'm a hopeless volleyball player. What about badminton?
Okay. I play badminton pretty well.
You do? I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Exercise B. Listen again. Circle the correct answer.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Great. I just had tennis class.
Oh, good. How's your game?
Well, I'm still a pretty poor player, but I think I'm getting better.
Well, hey, we'll have to get together for a game sometime.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Oh, come on. I play pretty badly, too. In fact, my serve is terrible.
All right, then. I'll play tennis with you if you play volleyball with me.
Oh, no, not volleyball. I'm a hopeless volleyball player. What about badminton?
Okay, I play badminton pretty well.
You do? I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Unit 12. What do you do? Warm up. Exercise A. Listen. Write the wishes in the spaces.
Who are you?
I am the genie of the bottle. What do you wish for?
Let's see. I wish I could have a lot of money. And be a sports champion. And take a vacation at the beach.
Your wishes are granted.
Conversation. I'm a webmaster. Exercise A. Listen and practice. Mike Cohen is making a web page for the Hollywood Oaks Apartments. Hi, Mike. You must be busy.
Oh, hi, Annie. Yes, I've been really swamped lately.
I wish I could understand computers better. Thanks for helping me with my web page.
You're welcome.
So you're a webmaster. What exactly do you do in your job?
I put websites on the internet for businesses.
You must be a computer genius.
Not really. So, what do you want on your web page?
Well, there's going to be a vacancy in the building soon. I need to find a new tenant.
Okay. Why don't you show the apartments and the pool on the web page?
I wish I could keep everyone here. There's such a great atmosphere in this building.
I think everyone agrees with you. I just put your website onto the internet a few minutes ago. Look, two people are already asking for information about the apartment. They're singers from Brazil.
Singers? From Brazil? How interesting. Listening in context. Talking about computers. Exercise A. Look at the computer as you listen to the conversation. Check off the parts as you hear their names.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a computer.
Well, what do you have in mind?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about computers, to be honest.
What do you want to use your computer for?
Mainly to type documents and make presentations. I'll also need it to check email and do research on the internet.
Well, then I'd recommend something basic. There are two models I can show you. They both come as a package, you know, with built-in modem and CD-ROM drive, monitor, mouse, and keyboard.
That sounds good. What's the difference between the two?
Speed, and of course, price. This one is $2,000. The other one, which is faster and a newer model, is
$4,500. $4,500? Wow. I wish I could afford to pay that, but my budget is only $2,500. I'll take the first one.
Okay, sir. Would you like to pay cash, check, or credit card?
Exercise B. Listen again. Answer the questions.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a computer.
Well, what do you have in mind?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about computers, to be honest.
What do you want to use your computer for?
Mainly to type documents and make presentations. I'll also need it to check email and do research on the internet.
Well, then I'd recommend something basic. There are two models I can show you. They both come as a package, you know, with built-in modem and CD-ROM drive, monitor, mouse, and keyboard.
That sounds good. What's the difference between the two?
Speed, and of course, price. This one is $2,000. The other one, which is faster and a newer model, is
$4,500. $4,500? Wow. I wish I could afford to pay that, but my budget is only $2,500. I'll take the first one.
Okay, sir. Would you like to pay cash, check, or credit card?
亲密课堂，欢迎你。
亲密课堂，欢迎你。
听堂讲堂。